بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله وحده والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده على من لا نبي بعده ولا كتاب بعد كتابه ولا شريعة بعد شريعته ولا أمة بعد أمته أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا من يرتد منكم عن دينه فسوف يأتي الله بقوم يحبهم ويحبونه وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم ثلاث من كن وجد بهن حلاوة الإيمان أن يكون الله ورسوله أحب إليه مما سواهما وأن يحب المرء لا يحبه إلا لله وأن يكره أن يعود في الكفر بعد أن أنقذه الله منه كما يكره أن يلقى في النار أو كما قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم يا ربي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم جزى الله عنا نبينا محمدا صلى الله عليه وسلم بما هو أهله. Most respected honorable علماء كرام, حفاظ of the Quran, brothers and elders, السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. A deep down burning desire within every believer and ummati of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is that we all want to become amongst the awliya and the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Every person's worry and concern is his akhirat. Yes, sometimes we are overcome by desires. We are unable to press brakes and put a halt onto some of the things and a'mal, some of the bad deeds and habits we are involved in. But if it was possible, even if you ask that person who is an addict, he says, Mawlana, if I could press one button just to say reverse and cleanse the system, I wish I could have done it. So every person's desire deep down is to become the friend of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Just one example by means of which we can understand that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the ayat of the Qur'an mentions, وَإِذْ جَعَلْنَا الْبَيْتَ مَثَابَةً لِلنَّاسِ وَأَمْنَا, that the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Baytullah, Haram Sharif, Makkah Mukarrama, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala divinely has placed the love of Haram Sharif in every mu'min, in every person. Every person who is the reciter of the kalima, Mathaba is a place you want to visit again and again. Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam's dua, فَاجْعَلْ أَفْئِدَةً مِّنَ النَّاسِ تَهْوِي إِلَيْهِمْ, Ya Allah, you incline the hearts of the believers and the creation towards Baytullah al-Haram. And this is the time when the announcement was made that South Africans once again can come. Travel agents are already saying that already there's a problem with seating. So much is the influx of people and the want to go to Haram Sharif from South Africa, there's a problem with ticketing. Prices have gone up. Despite all of that, that package which you pay 20,000 a person, saying, Mawlana, 40, I'm ready also. I just want to be in front of Ka'batullah. I want to be there by Haram Sharif, irrespective of everything. Now that was that natural divine, the divine love that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has placed in every believer. This is just one example for us to understand how the people of the past loved and desired every amal of the deen of Allah and the sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. This is one that divinely has been placed. But when a person makes an effort within himself, he makes an effort, then sunnah becomes palatable, becomes desirous, becomes something you want to get involved and you want to do. Just one example we discuss from the lives of Sahaba radiallahu anhu. Sa'id ibn Amir radiallahu anhu is Sahabi of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Umar radiallahu anhu had appointed him as the governor of Hims in Sham. Umar radiallahu anhu comes in that direction, he embarks on the journey towards Hims just to do an audit on all the people that are under his khilafat. Umar radiallahu anhu comes to Hims and he asks the people in Hims that how is the governor I have selected and placed upon you? So the people got together and say, "Oh, Amir al-Mu'mineen, it's good you asked. You've got 4 complaints." So Umar radiallahu anhu, worried and concerned, he's making dua to Allah. "Oh my Allah, do not crash my desires. Ya Allah, do not false my foresight ahead about him." So anyway, go for it. So the people said, the first complaint that we have against this governor and Sahabi Sa'id ibn Amir radiallahu anhu is that لا يخرج إلينا حتى يتعالى النهار. He's supposed to be there, accessible for us to bring our worries, concerns and problems. He only exits well into the day has advanced. Meaning after mid-morning he's coming out. So it's okay. That's serious. And the second one, so he says, nighttime لا يجيب بليلين أحدًا. He doesn't respond to the complaints of any person at night. If you've got a problem at night, please, Mafa, I don't have time. Unless it's serious. Besides that, if you've got general issues, wait for the day. She says, that's also serious. Is the governor, he's supposed to be available. She says, third one. He says, well, the third one is that there's a few days in the month that he doesn't come out for most of the day. Allahu Akbar, but he's the governor, he's not coming out. Every day he's supposed to be ready for the khidmat of deen. He says, and the fourth one, he's getting more and worried. He says, the fourth one is, it seems like this is beyond his control, we don't fault him for it, but that compromises his professionalism for the task that you have given him. He says, the fourth one is that every now and then we see him unconscious. He falls down, can't control himself, we wait for him to gain consciousness, then he's ready back on his feet, available for khidmat. These are serious allegations. We'll have to call him. He may not be fit for the job. So Umar radiallahu anhu calls Sa'id bin Amir radiallahu anhu. He's making dua in his heart. Allah, let it be that these people are wrong and there should be a better explanation from the Sahabi himself and my governor. Now the lesson for us. Umar radiallahu anhu is governor. He's making dua. Allah, let him be right. Allah, if there's a wrong, also correct that wrong. But let it be wrong what these people are saying. Our dua should be for the ummah, Ummah, Ya Allah. If there's wrong in any ummati, Ya Allah, let that thought and that allegation be false. Someone said something, Ya Allah, let it never be true. If it be true, Ya Allah, you take away the bad habit of the person. Let it not be that we thrive on the faults and the sins of other people. Allah protect us from that. So he's making dua deep down. Sa'id bin Amir radiallahu anhu comes. "Oh my governor, oh Sa'id, these are the 4 allegations, these are the 4 complaints people have. Can you please explain yourself?" Well, the first one, they say that by the time I come out, it's well into the day, mid-morning. He says, "I didn't want to expose the secret, but I'm compelled, you Amirul Mu'mineen, it's about the position and the khidmat of the deen, I have to give an answer. As the governor of Hims, I don't have a khadim and a slave and a servant to suffice us the work of the house. Just to be a hand to my wife and an assistance, I make the bread, I knead the dough, make the bread, when it's ready, then I come out for the ummah." This is you, the governor, you don't have a slave in your own house. Live by the means. Whatever stipend comes to me, whatever is given to me, my payment, my salary, what is biqadri al-kifaya, what is we need as a necessity, I take out. That extra and surplus, few little bits, I give that in sadaqah. I give that away. So he says, but the night time you don't respond to anyone. He says, Amirul Mu'mineen, ja'altu nahara lahum. I have dedicated the major part of the day for them. I have given the night for Allah. So I'm in ta'alluq with Allah. I'm in dua to Allah. I'm making dua to Allah for the ummah, for these people. He says, okay, you all heard what he said. He said, the third one. He says, the third one is, they are saying that there are few days in the month you don't come out. Now, that day you're absent. So he says, Amirul Mu'minin, I didn't want to expose this also. See, I only got one pair of clothes. And the day that I don't come out is the day I wash it. Whatever, in whichever way I cover myself and my shameless parts, I cover myself, wait for the clothes to dry, I clad myself appropriately to leave so I can see to the ummah. This is you, the governor, and that's all. Subhanallah. And the fourth one, you fall in down unconscious. Is there any compromise in you being fit for office? So he says, me falling unconscious. Well, if we just keep in mind, لَقَدْ شَهِدْتُ مَسْرَعَ الْخُبَيْبِ I witnessed when Khubayb radiallahu anhu was killed. I saw that time when he was martyred. That is so vivid and clear in front of me. Every now and then, I just get a shiver. I cannot believe myself. I was a kafir, unable to help and assist him. What if Allah has to question me on the day of Qiyamah? I fall down unconscious. Did me and you ever one day hear the news of what's happening around the world and Muslims falling down? And we fall down unconscious. Oh my Allah, what if you ask me whether I need dua for the ummah or not? Ya Allah, what if you ask me? What am I going to say? We've got this opportunity, we've got life. Do I schedule time to make dua for the ummah? Or is it the dua just dedicated for myself and my family? Or is it for the ummah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? One senior alim had mentioned, he had mentioned that one of the signs of the abdal, Allama Suyuti rahimullah has mentioned it also, one of the signs of the abdal is that they make dua for the ummah in every dua of theirs. Every dua, they dedicate time for the ummah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So Amirul Mu'mineen hears this. He says, oh Sahib, oh my governor, subhanallah, what a life of zuhud and asceticism, renouncing the world. He says, 1,000 golden coins for your needs. He says, mashallah, the wife is happy. He says, 1,000 golden coins. Now she's telling the husband, oh Sa'id, oh my husband, as a governor, you don't have to be so pious now. You don't have to see to our needs. Umar radiallahu anhu gave us something. He says, oh my wife, it is for us. But do you, please, can you allow me? I want to give this and keep it in safekeeping. I want to give it to someone to keep it for us. He says, what you mean? No, someone will keep it for us as we require, when we need, he'll give it to us. He says, it's an idea because it's a lot of money. 1,000 golden coins, let's give it to someone. So, you allow that? So she says, yes. Sa'id bin Amir, the governor, calls a few people who he knew and he could trust. And he calls them and he says, please, there's some, give everyone. You give the orphans, you the destitute. You people who are in problems, you just spend on them. And he kept one small piece. So the wife says, okay, there's this one small piece. Whatever needs you have, immediate for the house and the family, you can spend. And the rest of the money, the rest have given it as a deposit to Allah. When we need it on the day of Qiyamah, we'll get it. You've given it to Allah, safekeeping. But when will these things come? When a person has muhabbat for the deen of Allah, for a'mal, love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. ثَلَاثٌ مَّنْ كُنَّ That person who has three qualities, وَجَدَ بِهِنَّ حَلَاوَةَ الْإِيمَانِ Literal translation, person who imbues within himself, he brings three qualities within himself, he will find the sweetness of Iman. Sweetness? I perform salam, Mawlana, no sweetness came. I discharge my zakat. What sweetness are you talking about? Sweetness of those people who when they go to sleep, they make dua to Allah. Let me not miss the tahajjud salah. My heart is in it and I enjoy it so nicely. Ya Allah, let me not miss that tahajjud salah also. Let me not miss that tahajjud. That halawat, that taste we can't explain. I mean, each one of us, okay, we from Durban. No offense to anyone who's from Johannesburg. But we like our biryani with heavy masoor, right? The Joburg people do want masoor. You can count even the masoor in there. Recently we were there for one jalsa.
So someone said, hey, at least for the sake of the Durbanites, you could have put 1-2 masoor fast. Nothing, no masoor, you're calling this biryani. This is okay. Fast now, you should have put 1-2. So we enjoy it with the masoor. Whatever it takes, this example. Now someone says, please man, can you explain to me what enjoyment and hawat you getting from biryani with masoor? He says, I can't tell you. I can't explain. You have to taste it for yourself. How do you explain a taste? You had an exotic, exquisite chocolate overseas. You come back, you want to speak about it. How do you speak about the taste you had about a chocolate? It's something you enjoyed, and that's the end of it. You can't explain the taste. Similar is halawat al-iman. The sweetness of iman that the friends of Allah enjoy, they can't explain it to us. You see, come along. Let's come in this path of suluk and the path of mahabba of Allah. You'll also enjoy the mahabbat. You'll also enjoy it. Sultan Mahmud, he wanted to teach a lesson to the courtiers and the ministers. So he took out a very precious stone. Famous incident, we all heard about it. But a lesson. The lesson is more important than the story that we need to keep in mind. And that has to become a walk. We have to walk the talk. It has to become practical and living, a living aspect in our lives. So he says, how valuable is this? He says, King, we can't attach a value to this. There's nothing equivalent in value. Someone else, what's the value? He says, half your kingdom. He says, okay, break it. King, how can we break it? Seems to be tantamount to disrespect if ever we break that, although you're commanding us. I asked one of the close courtiers, you come. So he was a person soaked in the love of Allah, brimming with mahabba of Allah. So Sultan Mahmud tells him, I want you to break this. So he says, no problem. Takes it and he breaks it into pieces. People are up in arms. He is mad. He's off his head. We're telling you, Sultan, from how long we will say 5 bob short. He broke that most precious pearl and stone that you have. So Mahmud explained to them, I asked, what happened? So he says, see, King, they looking at the value of the stone. I looked at the importance of your command. So I broke that because your command is more important than that asset that you own and possess. So anything that we have, if it's in contrast with the command of Allah, then we give precedence to the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, irrespective of the situation. No matter how busy you may be in that shop, if the command of Allah is to close, I need to close the shop. So the golden question would be that, how do I bring within myself this mahabba of Allah? How do I bring it? In the month of Ramadan, alhamdulillah, we don't need to go very far. One of the senior ulama, our asatiza, had mentioned, he said that one ustad in the madrasa, minimum Ramadan is 40 paras a day in Ramadan. 40 paras a day, not one Quran, 40, minimum that is. If it's a good day, then he goes for close to two khatams a day. Two khatams of Quran a day in the month of Ramadan. Now how does that come into these people? Halawat al-Iman. How come we sit, we read, we finish, you say, hey, you know what? Hey, listen, the haqq of every Muslim is to make one khatam out of Ramadan and one khatam in Ramadan. Now, I don't need to over-push. You don't need to push yourself. Make one khatam, what must push yourself for? So why don't we have that mentality even for the business? Listen, I need to earn to survive, to see to the needs of my family, little bit extra and close the shop. Do we do that? You say, no. What about the investment for the children? And the grandchildren also that come, at least they must be, you know, price of petrol going up. And you know, fees are so expensive. So they must also be comfortable. You know, when we leave, they must be comfortable. So we're working for that. So how about being worried and concerned, pushing ourselves for the deen of Allah? How does the mahabbat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala come within ourselves? The first important ingredient for the mahabbat of Allah coming into ourselves, number one, is ridding ourselves of sin. Oil and water don't mix. Sin and mahabbat of Allah can't get together. They can never gel. They'll never mix. They say the hardest thing in life is to see the one you love, love someone else. The hardest thing in life. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has already said, Allahu waliyu alladhina amanu. You're all brought iman. I love you. I am already your friend. That hand of friendship has been extended. It's up to you to take it. I am already your friend. You want to become my friend? Well, come onto the path of Sirat-e Mustaqim. Hold the hands of the pious. It'll be easier for you on the highway. So, ridding ourselves of sin, number one. Number two, is tilawatul Qur'an. Why? Because Qur'an is kalamullah. The closest we can get to Allah is via His kalam. The closest. One is sujood alhamdulillah. One is we have something that we cannot even speak. That this is the actual words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I am reading the words of Allah. The words of Allah, kalamu Rabbi, the kalam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. With this tongue, with which sometimes I do wrong, I speak lies, I'm doing, committing sin, and Allah has allowed me even to read Quran with that tongue. So this is one way how we can increase the mahabbat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because the purest thing we have access to is the kalam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us tawfiq. We bring that love of the Quran within ourselves. Number three is nawafil salah. Every one of us coming for the 5 daily salah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us 5 times musallis. Sheikh al-Hadith Abu Ustad Mullah Fazlur Rahman Damat Barakatum explains, he says, who's a musalli? Musalli is that person who's performing 5 times daily salah behind the imam. That's a musalli. He says 4 times and 1 is qaza. He says, you're not musalli as yet. You're performing 5 salah, 1 is qaza. And that person who's performing 1, he can't wake up for fajr. Or maybe asr time is difficult to come masjid. So he reads in the business house quickly and then gets back onto the job. He says, not musalli. Musalli is that person with the prerequisites who complies with the sunnah of Nabi Sazam and he performs all 5. He's musalli. That is why Quran even says, فَوَيْلُ لِلْمُسَلِّينَ. How can there be destruction to the musalli when he does not keep the prerequisites in mind? Does not fulfill the adab of salah. He is not a proper musalli. He is partial musalli. Beautifully said, one of the ulama said, he says, part-time Muslim cannot overcome full-time shaitan. Inna shaitana lakum adu. 24/7 he is waiting. Every opportunity he wants to floor you, drop you. He is waiting for the opportunity. We part-time can't overpower him. We have to be full-time Muslims. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us tawfiq. So coming for salah, that's our duty. As a Muslim, you have to come for 5 days salah. Discharging your zakat, you have to do that. Where do we bring the mahabbat of Allah? When we start reading nawafil salah. When we start giving extra for the deen of Allah. One person, he lost his business. So after he lost it, he called us one day and he says, Maulana, come see this book. He wanted to know some masail of zakat and lillah, etc. We explained it. He says, Maulana, look at this book. I looked at it, he said, gee, what about it? He says, from the time I lost my business, now alhamdulillah, back on my feet. This is my book. Whatever I give in zakat, I equal it in lillah. And Allah is asking for 2.5, we normally round it off. So I said, round it off to 4%. To the big people, talk to them, and those are big amounts also. I mean, small fries, small amounts, right? Bigger people, big amounts. So, nawafil salah. And number four, is the sunnah of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Famous ayat, قُلْ إِن كُنْتُمْ تُحِبُّونَ اللَّهَ فَاتَّبِعُونِي يُحْبِبْكُمُ اللَّهِ. That the quickest way to Allah is via the sunnah of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And the fifth one is to make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Amazing duas of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam regarding mahabba. If there's one thing we have to do, especially the month of dua is coming, Ramadan, two books we can, whichever one we're comfortable with, make mashwara with the ulama, our senior asatiza. We have an imam and a great alim in this masjid. Anytime we ask Hazrat Mawlana Naeem Sahab. So whichever one we're comfortable, whether it's Al-Hizbul Azam or Munajat-e Maqbul, any one of them. Whichever one you're comfortable, find out about the good translation and look at the amount of hidayat and the words that have been chosen by Nabi Sam even in his du'as. Subhanallah. Amazing. So we can inshallah get a copy of that and make our du'as to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Understanding how to make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Last point, they say if you want to walk fast, walk alone. And if you know walk far, walk together. You know walk fast, carry on alone. But if you don't walk far, walk together. So the lesson for us is, alhamdulillah, we have ulama, we have senior ulama with us. Especially the month of Ramadan is coming, activities of the masjid, a'mal of the masjid, opportunities of Laylatul Nisfi in Sha'aban, 15 of Sha'aban. These are opportunities now to link ourselves with some person who's already on that highway of wilayat and friendship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We attach, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make it easy for us to reach His mahabbat. Wa akhir da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Subhanallah.